It's showtime, folks!
It's your boy Cass chilling as usual. Got my man Father Time on the line. Time, what's good?
What's cracking, Doc?
How we doing? Networking politics like we always do at this time. Janine, what's going on?
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's up, dear?
I'm good. I'm good.
Hello.
What that deuce like, termite?
What?
Don't worry about it, man. Don't worry about it. That's above your head, bro. All
right.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, now listen. I told everybody I was going to do this, so let me go ahead and break this down for y'all. All right, for all you power listeners, all you power watchers, I talked to 50 Cent half brother, 25 Cent, and he told me who shot Ghost. All right, everybody listening? If you don't want to know, then put your phone on mute. Ramona shot Ghost.
Ramona,
the Democratic chick.
I know you're talking about. Why was she shooting?
You remember? Y'all remember this character Breeze that Ghost shot when he was young and killed? That's her brother.
Yeah,
that's her brother. She came for revenge. All you gotta do, go back, rewatch the episode, and look at his face. He's shocked. He can't believe what's happening to him and who's doing it to him. It's Ramona. Take in mind, everybody they showed was outside. Everybody had a gun was outside. None of them was inside of truth.
Well, now, unless the creator is telling a lie, I watched Power Confidential, and she said she guarantee you it's one of the people that they showed because she didn't want it to be cheesy, like a Who Shot JR type thing. So she's letting you, she said she will give you that much. It's one of the people that they showed. Now, did they show Ramona?
Yeah, they showed her. She was in the episode at the end. They never showed her lead truth.
No. She said it was one of the people that was walking.
Well, that's not what 25 Cent told me different. 50's half brother
man.
Told me different.
I watched the Power Confidential, and she said she's not gonna put no cheesy into it where, you know, she shows all these people and none of them are the shooters. She says she's not gonna do that.
All right, well, we gonna see. We gonna. My money is on the line.
She could possibly just be trying to throw a swerve. Could be, but
I'm kind of glad it's ending, man. I'm kind of glad it's ending. Because this season, it didn't follow the past season. I mean, everybody snitching on everybody. I mean, the only motherfucker that's staying in character right now is Tommy. He just going around smoking motherfuckers. He killed my boy Benny. I thought Benny was going to kill him. He killed Proctor. And you got Ghost snitching on his wife. Then his wife turned around snitching on him with the Terry dude. I'm not feeling this either, dog. I mean, think about it. The first, how long the show been on? 6-7 years? First 5-6 years,
like
they was
that.
Killing all the snitches. If you snitch, you got dealt with. Now they all snitching on each other? Except Tommy.
Well, Tommy told old boy that Ghost was finna try to kill him. So Tommy snitched too.
Well, technically, Tommy is listening to the police. I'm talking about everybody that's listening to the police. And who in their right mind would tell their son to turn himself in? They fucked this season
right,
up, dog. I'm glad it's ending.
Who in their right mind tell their son to sell drugs?
Yeah, I mean, come on, man.
So
what father is going to do
enough.
That shit, dog? No, I'm not saying it, but what I'm saying is, what father is going to tell his son to turn himself in so he can rise higher in politics?
I mean, and once again, what mother going to tell their son to sell drugs so she can keep a steady income?
I think that's apples and oranges, but it is what it is. I'm glad it's ending. I'm glad Empire ending. All you need to bring the sons back, goddammit, because this Mayan shit ain't getting it.
You still watch that?
I do. You know what? I watch it. I ain't gonna lie, I watch it. I still watch that motherfucker, man. I mean, it's not the sons, but you know, it's like a B minus.
I couldn't get into it. I tried.
Hey, just watch the first couple episodes, dog.
I mean,
that first one was kind of slow.
I watched like the first 5 episodes. I couldn't get into it.
Okay. Well, I mean, this season's pretty good. This season's kind of put you in the frame mind of the Suns. There's some shit going on. So, yeah, I still watch that shit. How to Get Away with Murder. Janine, you watch How to Get Away with Murder? You seem like a Get Away with Murder type female.
Yeah. I haven't watched this more recent season, though.
Girl, you better get into it, girl. It's getting good.
Okay.
It's getting
good. This recent season, I haven't watched yet, so.
It's in, too. This is the last season.
This the last season?
Yeah, it's ending.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Hey, what you call it, died at the end. I mean, you know, they show the shit at the beginning. But yeah, it's it for that. All right, man, let's jump into this. All right, Janine, I'm going to ask you this question.
Okay.
I'm going to read you I'm going to read you this little post that I joined. Okay. She says, I'm taking my boyfriend and our kids on a family vacation. He feels like I'm wrong for not including his kid. I told him that he or his baby mother can pay for their kid if they want her to go. I feel like that's not my kid, so that's not my responsibility. Am I wrong?
The answer is yes.
Thank you.
Yes, she is wrong.
Completely wrong. And now everybody's making this big deal. Well, they not married. They not married. It don't matter. If y'all
and
in a relationship.
And he probably ain't going to marry her now.
I would marry a monkey ass. I would do some shit to fuck that vacation up. I'm petty like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I mean, that's just, if you pay for all your kids, why you can't pay for his kids? Now, if it's a money thing, then, but you're not saying that. You're not saying I don't have the money to pay for her, to include her. I want her to be included. I just don't have the money. What you're saying is you don't feel like you should have to pay for her at all just because she's not your daughter. But when you got with that man, she became your daughter.
That's what I thought. I thought it was a package deal. A woman always say, oh, me and my kids is a package deal. The man and his kid is a package deal, too.
Exactly. Exactly. It's the same thing that, you know, people try to separate it like it don't go for them, but.
You know, I actually asked someone in my job this, and she agreed. She was like, well, if it's my boyfriend, then no, I shouldn't have to. And I'm sitting there like, wow, really? And I mean, and I really like this person. I really thought like would actually be more like, well, I can't, but she said the same thing. And they were just like, wow, I mean, the way people really think is, like, damn.
That's just like saying, just because he's my boyfriend, the child can't come stay with us for the summer or something. You know what I'm saying? That don't make sense. Just because he's my boyfriend, what, I can't do nothing for the child? The child can't come over either? I mean, what are you saying?
I mean, shit.
What's the difference between if you a boyfriend, girlfriend, if y'all living together, or whatever the situation, y'all together?
But I mean, I was totally outdone. I mean, but you have a lot, and like I said, I looked on there. But here's the clincher part about it that really got to me. Wasn't so much the women, because I mean, all right. It was a lot of men saying, well, yeah, I agree with that. Like, yeah, she shouldn't have to pay for my child. But you paying for her?
Right. If the shoe was on the other foot, it'd be totally fucking different. Now, I'm going to go through it. I'm going to read a couple of these comments, man.
Go ahead.
I'm not going to read the person's name, but I'm going to read a few of these comments, male and female. This is a female. No, I'm not going to say their name, dog. This is a female. She's not obligated to take his child on vacation with them. However, if he's the father of the child, he should pay if he wants his child to go. Bullshit. That's her boyfriend, not her husband. She is not his child's stepmother. Girlfriends should not make wife moves in a relationship. Ain't the whole point of trying to be the fucking wife? Ain't that the goal? To be the wife? I mean, if you the girlfriend and you ain't making wife moves, why the fuck am I going to make you my wife?
Exactly.
That's dumb as hell. That's dumb as hell. Wife moves. Get the fuck out of here. And here's some dude, technically no, but she has a fucked up way of looking at kids. He said technically no, but she has a fucked up way of looking at kids. They innocent.
Well, he kind of saying that she, yeah, that was a fucked up thing to do. Nobody's saying, no, you don't have to, but you should. Well, I mean, I just don't understand, and maybe we're not hearing the whole story behind this.
It's got to be some more to it.
It got to be some more to it, because if you with the man, you planned the trip. Now, did you plan the trip before y'all got together? That's different. You know what I'm saying?
Well, now, I did, like, some people actually just was like, no. Like, I mean, they agreed. And like, when I asked the question, I said, you know, I asked her, I said, if you knew he had a child, would you plan the trip? I said, if you knew he had a child, you had your three kids, would you plan that trip for three or four kids? And she said three.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, so what if he won't? I'm like, so you just going to exclude his child out? Well, if he want his child to go, he'll bring him. I'm like, God damn. You wouldn't even ask?
That is fucked up, man. That is fucked up. And you know what? If it's about the money.
Excuse me. Time out. Did anybody miss the context clue where she said, I planned a trip for our children? She's not a girlfriend. She has kids. Well, she is a girlfriend, but she has kids with him. They have kids together. Y'all missing the whole point in this.
Yeah, because she bitter as hell that he got a baby with somebody else.
Well, maybe, but I'm just saying. Y'all making it seem like she's just a girlfriend and these are his kids alone, and that's not the case. He got kids with this woman as well, which makes it even more wrong. Carry on.
Yeah, it's wrong. Yeah, that's true.
I look at it like this.
So basically, you separating out the kids, you doing it for his kids with you, but because, you know, we can't even say that. That child could have been the one he got outside of her. He could have had her, that child, before her.
It don't matter. It shouldn't
know,
even
you're
matter.
Right. You're right. It don't matter. I'm not saying it matter. I'm just saying.
I look at it like this. Janine, if we together, we got three kids, and I got another kid outside of our thing.
We got four kids.
We got four kids, right? And if you planned a vacation, you planned a vacation, and you tell me my kid can't go unless I pay, number one, that's a problem. And number two, if you say, well, I don't have enough money to pay for her, then goddamn it, plan a cheaper trip where they all can go. You ain't got to go to that motherfucking particular place. You can pick somewhere a little cheaper. There is no excuse. Ain't nothing you can tell me that's going to tell me my baby can't go. Ain't shit you can say to me that I'm going to accept. I'm not accepting nothing you say. Ain't nothing you can say.
Yeah.
One of us leaving. Either I'm leaving or you leaving. But one of us going to get the fuck up out this house because this shit is over. That's how she really feel about that man's kid.
Mm-hmm.
And why would you want to be with a motherfucker that feel like that don't even want to include, you know what I'm saying? She don't even want to include the kid in nothing they do.
So
it's obvious
the part,
from the little message she put.
So this is the part that I don't understand. When you see somebody is showing that to you, why do people stay? Why do men stay? Why do women stay? I don't get that.
I
mean, I don't get it. If you see that in that person, why do you stay with that person? I don't care how much love you got for that person. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? At that point, when you have shown me that you don't give a fuck about my kids, and another thing, if if a person tries to play like they like your kids, right, and let's say you don't find out that you've been with this person for 2 years or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Why is it that you just don't leave after the fact? So you basically saying that your love for this person has now become more important than your kids if they're not treating your kids right.
Good question.
Because some people good at faking that. I mean, I'm being honest. Some people good at faking it. They try to act like they like your kids, thinking that they like the kids, that they want the kids around, that they, you know, being nice to the kids. People think that. I know a lot of women that have done that. They fake it until they get the man.
Really?
And when they feel like they got you, then they feel like you ain't going nowhere. Because now he in love or whatever. Yeah, they do that.
I had somebody tell me.
She told this to me why the guy was in another room and was like, that he said something about his kid or whatever. She was talking all nice or whatever when he was saying something about her or whatever. And then she gonna whisper in my ear. As soon as he walked out, she was like, I can't stand his fucking daughter. I was like, what? I was like, motherfuckers is crazy, for real.
I would have heard that shit. Shit, I'd have had that glass up against the wall listening like a motherfucker. What's this bitch say? What'd she just say?
I mean,
that's
well, they, you know, they together now, so, you know, it's like, what, you know, people just end up staying, I guess. But then, you know, you find out that people are different after the fact.
I don't see how you can fake liking a kid. I'm not understanding. That would show immediately. Just
what
by
I'm
the way you interact
is,
with the kid.
What I'm saying is, it shows to the kid. The kid know you faking. See, that's the whole thing. The kid know you faking. But to the person or to your significant other, they don't understand what's going on. They just know, okay, they're hearing different stories. You see what I'm saying? So sometimes, you know, especially if that kid is bad already or something like that, they start not believing them.
Well, I'm glad I've never known nobody to do that shit with me. I would be crushed. You ain't never liked my kid at all, ever? All the shit you told me over the years? You been lying all this time? I would be crushed. Man, look at here.
Well, but if you were to find that out, what would you do?
I would hate you forever. Would you leave, though?
That's what I'm saying. If this is somebody you living with, you know what I'm saying?
I would probably leave. I had to be going back to my mama's house or some shit. I don't want to be around somebody that, first of all, you lied to me, and then you don't even like my kids. I don't want to be around you. I mean, that's just me personally. I don't want to fuck with you. I mean, it's just like, what's the first thing a woman tell you? If you can't accept my kids, you can't accept me. That shit worked for men, too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I agree.
That shit crazy. She dead ass wrong. And I guarantee you I'm going to sabotage that motherfucking vacation. I swear to God I am.
So
I'm
going to
sabotage that
post.
Bitch.
I didn't read the post that y'all was talking about, but did the guy, was he going on the trip, too, or no?
It didn't say. I have no idea.
It didn't say.
I hope he didn't go. So, I mean, that's
so
crazy.
They doing a family trip, posting pictures and shit, and she ain't going. Oh,
be some fucked up ass pictures fucking with me.
Mm-mm.
I want to touch on something you said earlier, like why people stay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you met me, I don't have a job. We move in together. After a good year and a half, I still don't have a job. Why do you think I'm trying to get a job?
It really depends. If I see that you're really trying to do something and really trying to find something and you just haven't, now if you just sitting at home playing video games all day, then no, I don't think you're trying to find no job. So it really depends.
It don't take no motherfucker a year and a half to get a goddamn job.
I'm just
saying, I don't give a fuck what you do.
You know what? Some people feel like if there's something particular that they're looking for, I understand trying to go after what you really want. You know what I'm saying? And I know when times get hard, you know, you should just take whatever. You know what I mean? But some people are like that. They at least want to try first to get what they really want. Like if they got a degree in something, they try to look for something specific instead of not just taking any job.
Okay, I feel you on that. I can agree with that. I definitely can agree with that. But I mean, you know, a year and a half. I mean, you know, baby, just take this job until you ain't got to stop looking for that particular job. But
exactly.
You got to get something.
That's why I said after a certain amount of time. That's why I said then it's going to be like, okay, you know, I understand you can't find none what you're looking for, but you know, maybe we could do something else or something. You know.
Mm-hmm. That's it. It don't take no motherfucker year and a half to get a job. And, you know, and then women complain, but you still with the motherfucker. He don't do shit. They tell their girls that shit all the time. He don't do shit.
Mm-hmm.
Why you there? Why you still with this motherfucker? You paying all the bills and giving him money.
Mm-hmm.
And you talking shit behind his back, but you ain't saying shit to his face.
Mm-hmm.
And you steady getting up every morning going to work while he's sleeping in late. Get the fuck out of here, man. That's some dumbass shit to me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if that's some shit y'all agreed to at the beginning, but fuck that. Somebody got to get a job around this. I ain't going to be working by my goddamn self. You know what I mean? If we agree that okay, you can stay at home and I'll go make the bacon, that's different.
Yeah,
but if you see me struggling,
mm-hmm.
if I'm struggling, you know we struggling.
Yeah.
You should want to get out there and, you know, bring some kind of money in the house.
Oh, damn. I mean, I can agree with that.
You know, you calling me on the phone talking about, baby, the cable off. I can't watch General Hospital. You know what I mean?
Oh, goodness, yeah.
Get your ass a job and help me pay the motherfucking cable bill.
Hello, mm-hmm.
bitch. You want to complain about the lights being off, but you ain't trying to contribute. Fuck that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Some people better gonna put it in God's hands.
You know what, man? My ex-wife said that shit all the time.
That shit.
God gonna make a way.
We're gonna put it in God's hands.
God already put it in our hands, so y'all going back and forth.
I
mean,
well, hope God sent a check to this motherfucker to help pay these goddamn bills.
God already said. He gave us our mind to make our own choices.
You know, you may be right, but that shit ain't paying the motherfucking bill.
I know. That's why I said so. It's up to us to do what we need to do. It ain't no check gonna fall up out the sky. You gotta do what you something to get what you need.
Them God people don't look at that shit like that. I just prayed on it.
I know they don't.
They just pray on it and don't do shit.
They just Let's just see
there.
Something happen, like something's supposed to happen or something out the blue, and if it don't, you feel in the same predicament, you know?
Right.
And if
like
something
you prayed
happen,
and
it's because if something do happen, that's because you went to work. You did something different.
Hey, motherfucker said, well, I prayed on it. Hopefully, you know, they just gonna get a mysterious check in the mail.
Yeah.
Ain't God good?
Well, wait on it.
That's it, crazy. The church people was like that, boy.
Yeah,
everything good that happened to them, it was God.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I believe in God, but I still think you got to go out there and do it yourself. I'm sorry,
exactly.
I do. I don't think you know God send you checks and shit. Like, you got to go work for that check.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Now, God might touch the motherfucker heart that's going to hire you for that job.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. Well, it's because you pray. You still got to get out the house. Huh?
Would preacher get a check?
Now, that motherfucker get cash, dog. You don't get no check. They get that motherfucker cash.
You still get money.
Exactly.
He
ain't pray for it. He out there doing something for it. He's scamming motherfuckers for it. He ain't praying for that shit. He's scamming motherfuckers. That's what he doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, think about it, dog. He don't work.
Hey.
That motherfucker.
I don't. Hey. I'm going to stay away from that one.
Well, I'm not. That motherfucker ain't got no 9 to 5. He don't do shit all day. He sit there and so-called counsel motherfuckers all day, and you give this motherfucker your hard-earned money? Fuck that. That's a scam.
Wait, man. Hold on, man. Now, when we used to do this little joke shit about the about preachers, you, oh, man, I ain't anticipating that.
It was about...
Y'all going
it was
to
God.
Hell. Remember
it was God.
Y'all
I ain't talking
hell.
About... No, I'm talking about God. I ain't talking about the fake-ass preacher. I'm talking about God.
We was talking about preachers, too, when we was talking about that.
Exactly.
Whoa.
We were talking about preachers, and you, I'm not touching that.
Hey, man, I've been reading, man. These motherfuckers, man, they get paid, man. The motherfuckers get paid. And they don't do shit
don't
all day.
When that preacher said something about us, you was, bitch, you don't need to touch that. Now I ain't called. Mm. Now I ain't talking about the preachers ain't shit. I tell you.
I'm
just that
some
video.
Of them, man. Some of them. I'm talking about the fake ones. I ain't talking about the real ones.
Okay.
Like that cussing preacher. Have y'all seen the cursing preacher?
Mm-mm.
I know y'all
yeah.
see this motherfucker on Facebook.
I
now, you trying to tell
about.
Me that's a real preacher. That motherfucker is not a real preacher. He probably got his shit offline. I've never, ever heard a preacher talk like he talk. That he be cussing up a damn storm. Preachers don't supposed to talk like that.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to have to get you on this one, dog. In the words of Wick, you're being a hypocrite. You're being a hypocrite.
How am I being a hypocrite? Because I don't think a preacher's supposed to curse like this dude curse.
No, because when we were talking about certain preachers, you was like, no. Today, I know you remember. He would get
until I saw this motherfucker.
Okay,
when I sat there and listened to this dude talk.
Okay, these the same
fuck you, bitch.
That we've been talking about. We've been talking about the fake-ass preachers. That's what we were talking about. We weren't talking about no true men of the cloth. We were talking about motherfuckers. We were telling you what they was doing, and you was like, oh, no.
Yeah, well. Times change.
Yeah,
the era of Trump. All this shit starting to come out.
Yeah.
So go ahead, man.
Now, check this out. I wrote something today, and cause, and like I say, I saw it on a clip of Maury. What's his name? Maury Povich? Now, the girl was on there, and she was just a-going. Now, she like, dude, you deadbeat ass daddy. You ain't shit. This, that, the other. Dude, like, from day one, he was like, that ain't my kid. That's not my child. That's not my child. So, you know, when it comes to such and such, you are not the father. So she did the Maury sprint, you know, ran in the back, lap, fall, hit the ground. So her friend runs in the back, and you know, of course, they send old boy out there, send the old boy in the back. You know how to. We all see Maury. We all know how he do it. So they like, nah, you just continue to keep being the deadbeat. You keep continuing to be in the deadbeat dad. How the fuck is he a deadbeat dad?
Who said
it's
that?
The girlfriend, the kid's mama and her friend. Yeah, you gonna just continue to be a deadbeat. He like a deadbeat. How the hell am I a deadbeat to a kid that's not mine? Now I'm telling you from day one that this kid is not mine. And we just now prove that the kid is not mine. How the fuck am I a deadbeat?
But instead of you apologizing for accusing you and lying about, you know, who the child father is, you still want to blame it's his fault.
Yeah, but see, now here's the thing. Here's one of the things that gets me about situations like that. Now, you want to yell and holler and scream and say he ain't shit, and you got your girl, she bagging you up. But now here's the thing. Why you not talking to your girl like, bitch, you filed for that. You a foul ass bitch for doing what you just did.
Yeah, and she probably didn't because she already knew. That's the whole thing. She probably already knew that he wasn't the father. She probably already told the girl who the father was. She probably knew already.
Now, I made reference to that, and I'm going to try to find a couple like you did, Tama. I'm going to try to find a couple of them. You know, because I got some answers, and I'm like, okay. Now, this really ain't making no sense to me, but nevertheless, okay, this is the answer. Now, let's see. Where we at here? Where we at? No, yeah, we had quite a few comments on this one. I'm trying to find some good ones. Well, I'm gonna call out names. Artesia Starship. Now she done flipped the whole thing around, which I knew somebody was gonna try to do. She gonna say, if you told the kid you'll be there, if you told the kid you'll be there for he or she no matter what, then you turned your back, you are a deadbeat dad. That ain't what I said, Tisa. I said the man said from day one. From day one, he said, that ain't my baby. So
evidently, he basically saying he ain't been there. He ain't been there anyway.
Right. Right. Now, you know, I'm like, okay. You know, I'm like, all right. Now I'm going to go to Triana. Triana says, because it's a girl code, same as the guy code. You ride and die for your sisters, friends, cousins, who, et cetera, throughout, whatever. Now, my thing is, why not tell this woman, hey, You a wrong ass bitch. You a wrong ass bitch for doing what you did.
If you a true friend, you could still be ride or die for your friend and still tell her, because she shouldn't be mad at you for telling her the truth. Y'all supposed to be friends.
I agree with that 100%. If we friends, I should be able to tell you the truth.
Exactly.
And it not affect our relationship.
I mean, being a ride or die and being there for is, to me, you still being there for her, because you still going to be there for her, well, you know, and help her and do whatever you've been doing before. But that don't mean you can't tell her what she needs to hear.
But now, well, my thing is, in a lot of cases, they don't. They keep going, and they well, yeah, girl, this, that. And I'm like, why are y'all even fooling these women? Well, you ain't fooling them because they know the truth. Because here's my thing. Like, I was told, well, you know, and here's my thing. And I do believe this. If you came to me and you told me, hey, I'm pregnant, you know, it's a good possibility that it's yours, but I also was dealing with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I got, regardless of what I'm thinking at that present moment, I got more respect for you to sit there telling me, okay, it's a possibility that it ain't mine. So if it ain't mine, I'm not going to look at you and be like, you dirty, no good bitch. You already told me it's a possibility that it ain't. But if we arguing, we going back and forth to court, you over there besmirching my name and all this shit, and I find out that this baby ain't even mine? Come on, how you think I'm supposed to look at you and be like, oh, you still cool, we still cool? No, bitch, I hate your guts.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that sound good, dog. But ain't no woman going to do that shit. They going to pick the motherfucker they think is going to take care of the baby the best. That's the motherfucker that they going to pick.
And I will agree on you to the extent to say the majority, I do believe the majority will do that. I do believe that.
Yeah, I believe that.
That.
I mean, I didn't, but I'm just saying that I'm different.
I do believe that the majority going to tell you that lie, just like you said, dog. I'm not going to even dispute that with you. For everyone that said, well, I'm going to tell you the truth, 20 of them going to be like, I'm not saying the motherfucking thing. He going to have to find out on his own. Now, that one I agree with you on, dog, because, I mean, think about it. You have motherfuckers in court. You motherfuckers fighting this, that, and the other, you know. All because, I mean, dog, you seen what I went through that one time. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers, oh, this, he ain't shit. Motherfucker, baby, wasn't even mine.
You be thankful, dog.
Yeah, but my whole thing is all the bullshit that I went through behind it. You know what I'm saying? That was bullshit. When you could have told me the truth, and hell, I wouldn't even say it. I would have just been like, all right, well, you know. Okay, it wasn't. Cool. If you want to tell me without a shadow of a doubt, you know, and I ain't shit because, come on now. That's some bullshit.
They out to get us, man. They out to get us.
But then, but when you say that, that's why a lot of dudes do feel like that. Because it's like, you know, and then, like I said, you got that one partner. Who she? Okay, yeah, she a ride or die. She going to bat with you. But damn, at some point in time, shit. That's how people get like, hurt. People get killed behind shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, because think about it, man. I'm going to tell you the truth. That instance, I'm like, okay, I don't know. It's a possibility. But just imagine, like, and I mean, and this might sound cold-hearted to say, but no, I feel like, no, I'm not going to put my whole all into this and fuck around and find out that it's not. Then I'm going to really be hurt. You know? But now just imagine how I did that, dog. I put my all, I'm taking this baby everywhere, doing everything, for a motherfucker to tell me this ain't my baby. Dude, you know how fucking mad I would have been? Dude, I'd have lost it. I'd have been trying to kill her motherfucking ass.
I'm telling you, man, this is what women do, man. This is what they do, dog. They fuck around with all these different motherfuckers. They get pregnant. They call up their best motherfucking friend. You know, that motherfucker that was that ride or die, as y'all say. They sit down. They write down the names of each of the guys that she's fucking around with. And they gonna pick that motherfucker that can best provide for the baby. That's the baby's daddy. Hopefully, he don't ask for no tests. That's the baby's daddy. Whoever can provide the best for the baby is the baby's daddy. And it's usually
now,
that motherfucker that don't do shit.
Now, here's the thing that really gets me, that I'm like, okay. Now you find out that this ain't the baby. This ain't the baby daddy. Now, how the fuck did you forget about the other motherfucker that had his dick inside you? How did you forget that?
Because he can't provide the best for the baby.
No,
she know his situation.
I know what you're saying, but I'm just saying, as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
You really forgot that you fucked two people that week?
Hell no, we ain't forget.
Exactly. You ain't forget. You didn't fuck. I fucked Ricky and Willie that week. Yo, you're not going to forget that. But then you switch. Bitch, think back. And here's the part that really get me. Because you so goddamn, I'm positive. I know when we had sex. You so positive about me, but you forgot about fucking Rick. You forgot Rick fucked you that week.
Mm-hmm.
And
you
Mike,
forgot,
and Ronnie, and Bobby.
Right. You forgot you fucked all them, but you keep talking about you. You forgot this motherfucker had his dick inside you? Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
That's the worst thing you could say to me. I forgot. You forgot. How do you remember me and you forgot him?
Mm-hmm.
Study what you want to hear, bro. Hey, I just read an article, y'all. And I truly believe this. Some kids are fatherless because the mother is trying to prove a point. I truly believe that. Because, I'll speak from my own situation. My daughter's mother, she did everything she could possibly do to stop me from coming around to see my baby. She did everything she could do. Everything. But I still did it. I put up with the bullshit, and I still, you know what I'm talking about, dog. You went through the same shit.
What?
But we didn't give up. We didn't give up on our kids. Some men do. Some men don't. But it's the motherfucking woman's fault. You can't blame that. If a man walk away, you can say, yeah, man, he fucked up, man. He fucked up. You just going to walk out on your kids. Most of the time, most motherfuckers on outside looking in, they don't see what's really going on. They don't see what he sees. They don't know what he got to go through. And sometimes that shit can drive you away. You can just be like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm tired. I've been dealing with this shit for 3-4 years. Fuck it. I'm done. fuck it. She can have him. She can keep the kid. Fuck it. You don't want me around? Fuck it. I ain't gonna come around no more. There's some brothers out there that do that shit. I know a few of them. But a lot of that shit is on these mothers. Cause you mad at me? I can't see the baby. Cause you mad? You know how many times I heard that? You can't. You're not gonna ever see her again. Cause you mad at me? What the baby got to do with this?
Leverage.
That's the dumbest shit in the world. And leverage, you know what I'm talking about, because we went through the same shit.
It's all about leverage. It's all about what can I get out of you. If I can get more out of you by doing this or saying that, I'm going to do it. That's all it is leverage.
Yeah, but what you doing that shit backfire, that motherfucker just be like, you know what, fuck it, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
Then what you going to do?
Well, it's like you just said, a lot of people want that, man. A lot of people want to that because that's what they're used to. That's, and it's sad to say, but a lot of people are accustomed to that. A lot of women are accustomed to that because they're surrounded the way they grew up. They feel like that's how it's supposed to be. You know, he ain't supposed to be here.
But you know
so
what, man? Now, off of what you just said, off of what you said, shouldn't you, as a parent, shouldn't you want to break that motherfucking cycle?
If
you're
you
a woman
no better,
and you grew up, but listen, if you're a woman and you didn't grow up without your father, you get pregnant, wouldn't you do everything you can to keep that father and that baby's life? Because you know how it is not to have a father.
Well, you got like I say, it's the same scenario. I don't think you can say women because it's the same as women and men. You either gonna mimic that same thing or you're gonna be better.
Mm-hmm.
Some women mimic it. Some people get better. It's the same as a man. Like you say, well, you grew up without a father, dude. I mean, you know how it feels not to have a father around you. Why would you do that to your son? Because he mimics
exactly,
what he knows.
Exactly.
It's the same for women. They mimic what they see. Like, you know, my mama.
But shouldn't you
want to
break that?
I mean, you do, but like I said, you either going to do either or. Me and you have talked about this being in two times. You either going to mimic it or you're going to break the cycle. Some people choose to mimic the same cycle because that would, in their eyes, that works for them. That's how it's supposed to be. Well, this is how it's supposed to be.
Mm.
I mean,
now,
I
off of,
ain't
now,
right,
off of what
dog,
you just said, dude, off of what you just said, this is how it's supposed to be. Can't you put some of that blame on your mother for raising you like that?
You can. But at a certain point in time in life, you can't keep blaming your parents. You can't get 27 years old. My mama, dude. At this point, you got to be making your own decisions. Now, if you still running around talking about my mama did, dog, man, you need some help. You need some motherfucking help.
Well, I think everybody should try to break that cycle. That's a fucked up cycle to get caught up in. Because if you teach your kids that shit, they going to teach their kids that shit. And their kids going to teach their kids because that's all, like you say, that's all they know. That's right to them.
Exactly. So, and like I said, I know a person who to this day, I mean, and she would openly admit it. Like, I can't get out this cycle because this is the way I was raised. Like, she know it's wrong, but she just is like, you know, this is what she, I mean, the mama, the grandmama, the aunties, the cousins, everybody around her, you don't need no man. Men ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? That's just like, I seen something where they said that, and this is, and I'm gonna post it tomorrow. But it was a woman who said that, and she was like, she knows she's going to catch a lot of flack from this, but she said she feel like that a lot of women are the reason that these young boys are turning gay.
Really?
She's like, a lot of...
Okay.
Yeah, she said...
Explain it to me, bro. Why did she think that?
Now, that basically, in a nutshell, she was saying that the media portrays this. Like, they... And she said that what she feels that the woman is like, you know, once the media gets the woman influenced to say... Because the woman is the consumer. You know, everybody does that. Which, I don't know. I don't know if that's truth or not. I think it's some truth to it. But they figure once they get the woman hooked to say, it's okay for your son to be this way, it's okay for your son to be that way, then now you got them hooked. Which, you know, I mean, think about it. How many motherfuckers really say, nah, you're going to accept them? I mean, granted, you know, this is your child, you're going to accept them, you know, all faults and all. But how many men you ever really say, you hear say, all right, you know, and my son gave it a shit, I'm cool with it, I love it. Don't you?
Yeah, I'm not going to say that, bro. That's not going to come,
you know,
that will never come out of my mouth, ever.
Right.
I will never ever say those words.
You're going to accept them, but you, in the back of your mind, you a heterosexual man, you like, what the fuck, you know, you wondering what the fuck you did wrong.
I'm blaming myself.
But she's saying that women get so caught up in this. Well, ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. He could be that way. That's that. And to the point where they drive it in these kids' heads to be that, you know. And then it's like, you know, okay, you got the absentee father. Now, of course, you know, you got to figure, like, you got the absentee father. So, and I, which, like, I think I mimic a lot of my mother's ways. I think I mimic more of my mother's ways than my father's ways, but not to the sense where I'm going to be switching and this, that, and other. But I think my way of thinking is more leaning towards my mother than my father. Thank God. But, you know, but you get some people that, I mean, they go beyond. Like, you know, they see their mama doing this, doing that, and they think that's an okay thing to do. And a lot of these mothers are not saying, son, no, that's not for you to do. Oh, he looks so cute doing that. Like, you know, you got motherfuckers talking about that their kids are gay at 5 and 7. Seriously? Like, you really gonna put that stigma on your kid? You gonna put that stigma on your 5-year-old son? Oh, he's gay. So if you study telling him he is, then shit, what you think he gonna do?
You know what I think, man? I think that I could be wrong, but I just think 90% of those kids that's like 5 and 6, you know, walking around in high heels and all that kind of shit, I truly believe that at least 90% of those kids are molested. I truly believe. I think that's where a lot of this gay stuff come from. Because, you know, those kids was touched by men growing up. That's all they know. You know what I mean?
I can see some truth to what you're saying. I really can.
Yeah.
I really can see.
Yeah.
I can see some truth to what you're saying. Now, my only thing is I'm saying is that, like, we had dudes who were a little feminine. I mean, I ain't gonna even say was feminine. Just had some, you know, soft type ways growing up. They wasn't the toughest motherfucker. They wasn't out there wrestling with us and all that. But you know what I'm saying?
they didn't grow up to be gay. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, now you grown and this is a lifestyle that you say, well, this is what I want to do. Okay, fine. I'm with that. Hey, if that's what you want to do. But I just can't see me just shoving it down your throat. This is what you know, this. No. Just try to throw the football, son. You know what I'm saying? Go out there, just try to talk to the girl. I'm not going to just give up on my child and just put this motherfucker label on them at 5 because he don't want to play football or he wanna be up under his mom. Oh, you gay. No,
get
I'm not going to.
Get your punk ass out there and do something. You're going to run some traffic or something, motherfucker. Lift some weights or something. Get your ass up out of here. Always stand up under your mama.
Man, see, you wasn't a lot. And see, that was another thing. Growing up, we wasn't allowed to be up under our mamas like that.
Hell no, we too busy trying to go outside.
No, I mean, even
mama
with
can't
that,
go outside
I mean,
now.
No.
I'm washing
God
dishes already. I already did the dishes and I swept them up. Can I go outside now? I don't know nobody.
You know,
I don't know nobody. When we was growing up, that was under their mama like that. I can't remember not one person that stayed under their mama like that.
Well,
not
really didn't. But
think about it, dog.
No, you're right.
Can you remember somebody that stayed under their mama?
No. Said my mother put you out quick. Tell them not to help.
They tell you to go take your punk ass outside. I'm not going to tell you again.
Right. But
you need to go, outside. You need to go do something.
Fuck is you sitting
nowadays?
There? Here's the quote. The fuck is you? What is you sitting in here looking at me for?
Right. I'll call you when I need the TV turned.
Exactly. I'll call you when I need you shit. Get your ass outside.
But as far as that gay thing, man, you can't better watch TV.
Yeah.
Think about this. Every show on TV now has a gay character. Name one show that doesn't have a gay character. I'll wait.
Okay, well, now before we even get into this, let's just say, let's make this out. We're not saying there's anything wrong with being gay. But, I mean, you are who you are. My thing is that I think what we all trying to say is that right now it's being forced. It's being so
yes, it
forced
is
upon on our youth that it's like,
damn.
You know, it's to the point where it's kind of scary. It's
mm-hmm.
like, you know.
And then when you 5, 6 years
go
old,
ahead.
They got gay motherfuckers in the cartoons. They got gay cartoon characters. You 5 or 6, all you want to do is watch some fucking cartoons. And you seeing gay shit on the cartoons. Somebody told me Bert and Ernie was gay.
I did hear that. I did hear that.
Yeah. I think, you know what, We keep looking at it like this gay stuff ain't been around. It was around. It just was low key. People were hiding it back then. People were in the closet. So people were gay. Now, I do agree that how a lot of that got started is because people were molested. I do believe that.
I can agree with that. I can go with that one.
And now it's
said,
so, yeah, and now it's so prevalent that everybody's out, everybody, and, you know, I don't take away from nobody being who they are or who they choose to be. But to try to, that's just like, to me, that's just like a preacher trying to, or somebody from church trying to push the word down my throat. I don't need you
yes,
to
I hate
push
that.
Your lifestyle down my throat. And that's the same
that's
way
like
I think
me
with a lot of this stuff. Why do y'all keep trying to push this down Afro, and I'm bisexual, okay? So I do what I, but I don't go to somebody, oh, yeah, look at me, I'm bisexual. Don't y'all like women, too, and all this? Give me my rights and all that. I'm just like, you know, I just want to live my life. I don't need to have this whole call for people to treat me the way I just don't bother me. I don't even want you to, you shouldn't even know my business anyway. Why does my personal life, why is that so important? I don't be wanting to talk about that shit at work. People be talking about we need to be out at work. We need to be, I'm like, so what? Why do people know my, why should I tell people my personal life at work?
But you know those LGBTQ people, they would be mad at you right now.
I don't care.
They be the main, they be the main people saying you should come out. You should come out.
I understand that. If that's what they choose to do, then that's what they choose to do. But to me, I don't want to be in your personal life. To me, that's your personal business. I'm not judging you. I don't want nobody to judge me. I'm still going to treat you the same, just like I treat everybody else. But that's still personal. That's your personal business. I don't feel like I come to work for that. I don't come to work to learn about people's personal life and what they do and if you got a partner or a husband or a wife and all this stuff. What does that got to do with my job? As long as I'm treating you with respect and just like I would treat anybody else with that same respect, I don't see why it, this even needs to be discussed. It's the same with people from church. I don't want to hear that shit at work. It's the same thing. I really don't want to hear that shit at all, really, but my thing is that's your preference to live your life that way. Don't push, don't try, stop trying to push that down everybody else's throat. If you choose to live your life that way, that's fine. Live your life that way. I don't need you to try to save me. I'll save myself. And matter of fact, you might be down at the same place with me while everybody always talking like they going to fucking heaven.
Fancy being you here.
And that's the fuck I would do, too. Mm. So I thought you was going so well. Huh. Always talking shit. Like they perfect. Everybody got something going on in their life. Everybody is a fucking sinner. Ain't nobody perfect. Please.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Reginald. Oh, Reginald. Dang, you thought you go up to a place else, huh?
Oh,
all right, Janine, let me ask you a question, Janine.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to my man about this earlier.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Janine, you got a son, right?
Yep.
Okay. You and your son live together. Your son is grown.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he grown. Let's say you, you know, you lost your job, you having a little trouble keeping the house and all that. He decides to move back in to help you out with the house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, would you have a problem with your son fucking in the house?
Yeah. Son or daughter, it don't make a difference. Yes. They ain't gonna just do
well,
it,
I mean,
and I'm just knowing about it. Of course, they gonna sneak. I'm sure. But no.
But your son is grown.
Okay.
So he moved back in to help you.
Okay. And they can't even have people spend the night over here in my house.
Wow.
If you ain't married to that person,
that
I mean, if they ain't married to that, if you married, that's something totally different. And something happened, y'all need to come stay here, you married, that's totally different. If you ain't married, I don't care how you can be 50 years old. I don't care. You ain't bringing nobody over here to spend the night. Ain't nobody coming here to spend the night.
Hold on, dog. Hold on now. Yeah, you asked me this, but now once again, now I'm going to ask you like I asked you earlier. Now, you get up 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, and you hear this motherfucker power driving your daughter. I mean, he beating it up. I mean, you hear him. I mean, it's smacking. Pat, 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 pat. You can hear him slapping her ass. You know what he doing. You a man. You know exactly what he doing. You going to just get up the next morning. Hey, baby. How you sleep last night?
Hell no. I'm breaking that shit up right then and there. I'm walking right in the motherfucking room. Mm-hmm. Fuck y'all doing? Now, I would have a problem with that, man. I mean, my daughter, we'd probably lose the house because she's going to have to move out or something. I can't see it, man. I can't see it.
Exactly.
But some people don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
People don't have a problem I got a problem with that. Some people don't.
I mean, that's just like I told you. I got a sister. Now, whenever my sister goes home, she'll tell you. She'll tell her husband, well, we're not spending the night over here. Now, evidently, she must be in the mood for something. Well, no, we ain't staying here. I ain't staying here. You know, we going wherever we going. You know what I'm saying? It's not, no, she not staying. No, shit.
I can't fuck in my mama's house, man. I just can't do it. It don't even feel right. You know, and your mama there? You know, when you a teenager, you sneak somebody in the crib, that's different. You know, you're doing it for the thrill.
Mm-hmm.
There's a chance you might get caught. But see, y'all grown? Nah, we straight. I'm like your sister, man. Nah, we gotta go somewhere else. See, we let's go to the car or something. I don't got to do it in my mama's house. I mean, that's the house you grew up in. You still can't do it. I don't curse around my mama to this day. I'm 51 years old. I will not curse around my mama. I just can't do it.
You're gonna tell it to
meet
you in the backyard.
Right, that's where we gotta go. But I mean, my thing is like, dog, you just can't. But you got some people that's like, hey, like you said, fuck it, I'm grown. She grown. We can do what the fuck we want to.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And then you got fucking grandkids running around the goddamn house now. You let that shit go. Now you taking care of them kids, them grandkids.
I'm going to go on a limb to say my brother's one of them. He can't never see his wrongdoings.
No, your brother's a different breed. He don't see things the way normal people do.
Well, thank you, dog. Thank you for... Yeah. I like the way you did not call my brother mentally retarded. So, thank you.
Hey.
Well, no, I'm calling
unless we talk about a different brother.
No, I'm actually thanking you. Like, that was cool. I like the way you worded it because you know just as well as I do. Something wrong with that boy. Something's really wrong with that boy. Yeah, you know that. I just appreciate the fact you didn't get on here and call him mentally retarded.
No, I wouldn't do that, man. I'd be politically correct.
Right, shit. But hell, you know my brother.
I mean, that's
because
your brother.
Right, you know how my brother is. You know my brother is a motherfucker. My brother, he's the type, you just got to say, that's my brother. I love him anyway. Hey, my brother, I just got to say, I love him anyway. But you know,
till he put one
like
in your head.
It's coming. Shit. Let him tell it. It's coming any day now.
He going to put one in your head.
Hey. Hey. It's coming any day now. Everybody, y'all know, shit, anybody watch Facebook know it's coming. It's coming any day now.
My brother said he's going to pull one in your head.
All I said, fucked up part is all I said was hello that day. Hey, what's up?
Motherfucker.
What?
That's all right, though. That motherfucker, though, he took some critical beatdowns growing up, so he'd be all right. That motherfucker was the—he was a practice motherfucker. Hey man, you remember that movie Ric Flair did? Hey, Poon, come here.
Hold on, man. You ain't let Marley in. Let Marley.
Marley.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Everybody doing?
Who's that?
It ain't nothing. Ain't nothing.
All right, I'm glad you called, Marley.
Yeah, what's going on?
We about to damn, Marley, you called a little too late, man. Marley, call what early next week, man, so we can get the game in, man.
Oh, okay. I'll call early next week.
I've been trying to wait on you.
Oh, okay.
So we not playing a game today, so I'm going to be the reigning champion for 2 weeks.
Oh, shit. You talking shit already.
Okay.
I mean, we can squeeze this motherfucker in.
No,
right, look, listen,
it's too
y'all.
Late now. It's too late now.
No, let's go for it. Listen, I changed the rules, all right? Listen, I changed the rules, y'all. From now on, if you guess right, you get a point. No matter what, whoever wins the game get 5 extra points. Okay? So I changed it up a little bit. And the first person of 25 points get a $25 Visa card. You got it? So even if you don't win the game, if you get one right, you automatically get a point. If you get the most right during the game, you get 5 extra points. So if you get 3 right and win the game, you get 8 points total. You know what I'm saying? Did everybody understand that?
Yeah.
Delightful, are you playing?
I always play. I answer when I know.
Oh, okay. You've been a little quiet. Why do people say that shit twice nowadays? You know, for real. She must really want some sex. That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
I hate that. I can't stand that shit. Oh, you want some sex? What?
Right.
What?
Right.
What are you talking about?
That shit's retarded. All right, here we go, y'all. All right, here we go. We're gonna go with the game. All right, if you guess wrong, you can't guess anymore for that particular what's the word you gave me, delightful?
Hell,
I forgot, but anyway. Anyway. All right, here we go. This week's initials are, oh, by the way, Janine is the reigning champ. But we're starting all over. The slate is clean now. The slate is clean. We starting all over. Ain't nobody got no points. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, Janine, you are the retired champion.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
You got the last game, man. She won the last game.
You think I'm going to accept that? Oh, I forgot I won that. Time. You going to tell me? Man, you better go on someone with that bullshit, man.
She won the last game. All right, come on, y'all. We got to get this in. All right, this week's initials are TP, as in Tom.
What?
T as in Tom, and P as in Patrick. TP.
Okay.
Everybody got it?
Okay.
Here we go. Clue number one. TP. In the 1950s. We were being killed at the rate of one a week. Okay, in the 1950s, we were being killed at the rate of about one a week. Okay, clue number two. TP is a person with additional training to fly and evaluate experimental, newly produced, and modified aircrafts with specific maneuvers.
Marley.
Marley, what's your answer?
Test pilot.
Test pilot is correct. Good job, Marley.
Oh, shit.
That's correct, bro. You got that one. All right, here we go. Clue number two. I put this clue in just for Janine. A 1983 American comedy film. Janine.
Wow.
It's a film. It's a film, Janine. Person, place, or thing, baby. All right, clue number two. Earned over $90 million during this theatrical run in the United States. Clue number three. Often called a modern take on Mark Twain's classic 19th century novel, The Prince and the Piper. Clue number four. Directed by John Landis. Once again, the initials are TP. Clue number five. Final clue. Eddie Murphy. One, two, three, four, five. All right, no guesses. The answer was Trading Places.
Oh, goodness.
Hey, I told y'all it was an American comedy film.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. No, nobody got that one. Marley's in the lead with 1 point. Clue number one. TP, y'all, TP. Clue number one. Low cost compared to other housing.
Marley.
Marley, what's your answer?
The projects.
The projects is wrong, bro. You can't guess anymore.
Good guess, though.
That's a very good guess.
I'm done with that.
All right, here we go, y'all.
The project.
Hey, Janine, the can be a part of the answer. Just to let you know, the can be part of the answer.
All right, here we go.
Clue number two. Viewed as lower income housing for occupants living at or below the poverty line. Clue number three. Tornadoes and hurricanes often inflict serious damage. Oh, I thought somebody would have got it off of that one. Clue number four. More recently referred to in the United States as manufactured housing communities. Final clue. Oh, did somebody say
Cass,
something? Somebody
Cass,
say their name?
Cass.
Cass, what's your guess?
Time properties.
Time property is incorrect, sir. Final clue, ladies. Final clue. A temporary or permanent area for mobile homes.
The LIFO.
What's your answer?
Trailer park.
Trailer park is correct. The life was on the board with a point. Marley, 1 point. The life of 1 point. Everybody else, zero. Here we go. TP. Clue number one. A place with attractions made up of rides, such as roller coasters and water rides.
Delightful.
Delightful, what's your answer?
theme park.
Theme park is correct.
I was taking a sip of my damn juice, and I couldn't fucking answer. Ain't that about a bitch?
All right. The life was in the lead with 2 points. Marley, 1 point. Everybody else, zero. Here we go. Clue number one. TP, y'all, TP. Clue number one. I'm usually white.
Okay.
Clue number two. Don't run out of me or you will be sorry.
Marley.
It was Marley first. Marley was first, y'all. Marley was first. Sorry. Marley was first. Marley, what's your answer?
Toilet
paper is correct.
Oh, shit.
All right. Here we go, y'all. Whew. Delightful two, Marley two, everybody else zero. All right, clue number one. TP, y'all, TP. Clue number one. Annoying student who kisses up.
Cass, Marley.
I got Cass first. Cass, what's your answer? He said it first. I'm sorry.
Whatever.
Teacher's pet.
Teacher's
pet is correct. Teacher's pet is correct. He's delightful. He said his name first. I got to be fair. He said his name first. I'm pretty sure Mick is listening. Now, if I'm wrong, Mick gonna say if I'm wrong. But he said his name first. Mick, text and tell us and let us know who said their name first, because I know you're listening.
What's up, UV? What's going on?
All right, y'all, here we go. Last one. Marley, 2 points. Delightful, 2 points. Cass, 1 point. Janine, 0 points. The reigning champ has zero. All right, here we go. Last one. TP, y'all, TP. Clue number one. Once a year. Clue number two. Release pent-up aggression. Clue number three. My franchise began in 2013. Clue number four. Grossed overall over $447 million against a combined production budget of $35
million.
Clue number five. Final clue, y'all. Final clue. I can do whatever I want for one night.
Oh, yep. Marley.
Marley, I got you, Marley. What you got?
The Purge.
The Purge is correct.
Oh, shit.
I'm doing the Ace Town right now, right here in the hall. Right here in the hallway.
All right. Thank you, everybody. All right, here we go, y'all. Marley, you have a total of 8 points. Delightful, you have 2 points. Cash, you have 1 point. Jean, you have 0 points. So the first one, the 25, win the $25 Visa card. Thank y'all for playing.
All right.
Congratulations, Marley. Good job, man.
It was that last one that got me. I was like, okay, all right. I'm like, happen once a year. Like, what the fuck?
That's what's up, man. You got that 8 points, dog. 8 points for you, bro.
All right. Oh, shit. All right.
Some bullshit. That's what that was.
Damn, dog. You lost 2 weeks in a row, bro. What's up with you, man?
I think the tables are stacked against me already. Shit.
That's a shot. Janine, you know that's a shot at you, right?
No,
that's a shot at me.
No, it's pretty much a shot at you, motherfucker. Ain't no shot at them.
Hey, I'm just reading off the clues, man. Janine told me I need to improve, so I improved.
Mm-hmm.
Person, place, or thing. I make sure I let you know exactly what it is in the first clue. That's what Janine told me to do. She needs to know so she can narrow it down.
Well, there we go.
In the game, shit.
All right, y'all, we got to start getting out here on time. So once again, thank everybody for playing. For you people that be listening on Gainesville, you know the answer. You got to call in. Y'all know the number. We give it out every goddamn week. Call in and play the game. You hear me? All right, Marty, what you got for us, brother? Congratulations on your win also. Marley?
Marley? Yeah, you give a fuck about his win. Look at
right, that's what black folks right. do. Fuck that win. I'm out of here.
Right.
Easy ass motherfucking game.
Goddamn lot lizard done came past Marley. Shit. Hey, baby. I'm just sitting here doing nothing.
All right. I swear, man, motherfucker win one game. Boy, don't know that. Fuck y'all. I call y'all back at 9:45 next week. Punk ass motherfuckers. All right, Janine, what you got for us?
That was your day. Coffee on next week.
Damn, Janine, your voice got dark. Your voice got deep as hell all of a sudden.
Shit.
Molly, we done skipped you, man. You missed your chance, bro.
Oh, shit, my fault.
Nah, go ahead, man. Go ahead. What you got, man?
Another good night. You know what I'm saying? I'll talk to y'all next week.
Call a little earlier next week, man, so we get the game in. I'm going to try
yeah,
to wait on you.
I had to put my boots on real quick and put y'all on mute for a second.
Fuck it with them
all. TMI, Marty, TMI. TMI, bro. TMI. Janine, what you got for us, dear?
Good show. Good talking with y'all. I'll definitely be here next week.
All right, I'm changing your name. Well, it's too late because Marty already won. Damn. The life of what you got for us? The reigning champ.
Oh. I'm still the reigning champ. I'm just
no, Marty is now.
No, I'm the reigning champ of all things I do. So.
Yeah.
Damn, Marty.
We got to defeat her. God damn it.
She straight disrespected your win, bro.
Uh-huh.
She just disrespected your win like it wasn't shit. Yeah.
Like, fuck you.
Like she on vacation this week. All right, Delightful, what you got for us, dear?
I got nothing next week.
And you got a point. You ain't got nothing, huh?
I ain't got nothing.
Well, I swear, that's the first point you ever got. Ain't that something? What you got, man?
She never satisfied.
I ain't. Now, that's the truth.
Well, I swear. All right, man, what you got, dog?
All right, check this out, man. I'm going to say something that I don't normally say, but I, Taz, guarantee victory next week. Tired of this.
Oh,
week.
Shit.
Whoa. You guaranteeing a victory. Is that what you're saying?
I'm guaranteed victory next week.
Marty? You hear that?
Hey, I hear.
He flat out disrespected you, man. Well, your little punk ass reign is over.
Everybody reign over. I guarantee victory next week. And y'all good people. Y'all good people tune in next week.
I am trying to race now. How about that?
So good to have faith in yourself.
Damn right. I guarantee you victory. So y'all tune in for that one.
Hey, man, you just kind of put yourself out there, dog. You know that, right?
I mean.
Oh, he ready. He ready. Hey, you know what I'm saying? He like Jim Harbaugh when he guaranteed the victory over Ohio State, you know?
Yeah, who won that game, though?
Yeah. Michigan won. He guaranteed the victory, you know?
All right, man. We going to see, dog. We going to see.
Yeah.
I wish you all the luck, bro. I hope you can back all that talk up, man. I hope you're out.
Oh,
yeah, man. You can, bro.
You know what? Long as it's a fair race and ain't nobody trying to sabotage you, trying to do some old underhanded shit, I got this.
Father Ty gonna come with some questions in Spanish next week.
Hell
exactly.
Yeah. He's gonna be like, I'm gonna do like I always do.
I'm gonna do like I always do every week.
As long as y'all know, see that right there, that you know right there. Everybody see what's going on. Everybody see.
Whatever, man. Hey, you just make sure Mick calls so she can be my second judge. Because I call a name that I hear first. Whatever name I hear first, that's the name I'm calling.
You death is real.
I'm going to have to change my service, you know what I'm saying, so I can give me one of them Sprint phones or some shit. I mean, crystal clear.
Oh, no, I don't want to hear nobody talk. Because when I was saying, hey, motherfucker wasn't hearing me, No, I don't want to hear nothing.
Delightful, I'm sorry, but I heard his name first. I'm sorry. He said his name first.
I'm not to be sorry for I ain't tripping. It's a game.
Hey, you sorry?
Oh, she,
about to start
oh, she tripping. Oh, she tripping. She tripping.
Yeah, you
gonna
see.
She gonna slap you. She gonna slap you right in your face.
You sorry.
When she sees.
Right, man. I'm fucking around and get killed up behind this damn game. Shit.
I'm the sorriest motherfuckers I ever met in my life. Yeah, he's sorry, all right.
Whatever, motherfucker. I caught that shit. All right, y'all.
Yeah.
Thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Peace, love, head grease. Y'all make sure y'all tune in next week to see if my man can back up his tough talk. Until then, we is out, y'all. Peace. Love.
Peace.
Hair grease. God bless.
And don't buy no Popeye's chicken.
Good. Yeah, somebody got killed behind that shit, man. We'll talk about that shit next week.
Yeah. All right. All
right, y'all. We out. Peace.
Peace.